Blog Talk Radio.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee.
Yes, we do. We all go running around and around and around. And now we're going to stop running around for a while, sit back and relax, and listen and enjoy the moment. Yes, this is our official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. He's Newborn. If you have not heard of them yet, you will, because they're on the brink of exploding into a world-renowned band. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Sippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be. And yes, that's what we are going today. We are planning to go from where we are right now, sitting right here under the bright blue sky, into where we want to be, which, yes, would be a brighter and bigger sky and bigger life. And so here is a few affirmations to get us there. I make quick decisions easily. This one is a really good one for me, because making decisions has always been one of an agonizing process, but the more confident I get, the easier it is to make decisions. And so I make quick decisions easily is, for me, a really, really powerful affirmation. For people who are disorganized and are always late, I'm on time most of the time, is good, because that's probably as far as you can take it. For people that are on time most of the time, it would be, I'm on time almost all the time. And if you're disorganized, a great affirmation would be, I'm very organized, or I am organized, or I'm beginning to be organized, depending on which level of organization you have reached. And the most important of all is to take a deep breath, enjoy yourself, and just say, I enjoy life. And just enjoy life. And I just want to be happy is one of the most powerful and wonderful things that life can offer. So today, being happy and making decisions and being on time and being organized, we are focusing on something that is really the key to get everything you want into your life. And that is, I am disciplined. I am disciplined. Discipline is so overlooked and so underrated and so important that you can actually take your life from mediocre to non-existent success into the most outrageous amount of success just by the key to discipline. And what does that mean? That means that we learn how to plan to do something, and that's great, because in our society we plan a lot. And as much as we talk about planning, some people don't even have a plan. So, of course, we take it from the plan, but the plan is only as good as the actions you take to implement that plan, because if you don't take action, then the plan is just going to be great and on paper or in your head, but it isn't going to be working for you. So the number for you to call, let me first give you a number so you can call. You can call me in right now. It's 914-338-0686. Okay, so it's 0686. You can call me up right now and you can give me your plan and you can tell me what is your plan. So again, your number is, the number is 914-338-0686. And if you have a plan, you can go ahead and call me and let us know what your plan is. Today, we're going to be talking to Fortune, who is in a very exciting mode of making a plan to be able to share her very, very powerful message. And this is a great example on how you can have something so powerful and life-transforming that you can hold on to and acquire and gather information and live by that, but without having a concrete way to put it, to pass it forward, then that's one part of it that you're missing. And if you're the kind of person that feels the need to share, you're not going to be able to stop until you actually share it. I actually plan on how to and let other people know of all those great things that have happened to you. And so if you have any kind of desire to share anything, feel free to give us a call at 914-338-0686. But if you want to just sit back and relax as we talk to Fortune and on how she's going to go about doing it, feel free to do that. Sit down and relax. If you have a question, all you have to do is submit it in the chat room, which I'm opening up right now as we speak. And in order to tap into the chat room, what you would have to do is go to blacktalkradio.com/sippytalk and click on that link right now, the live link, and that way you'll go directly into the chat and you can automatically give us whatever it is that you would like to give us. So my name is Sippy Feldenstein, and today you are listening to Sippy Talk. I'd like to welcome Fortune to Sippy Talk. Welcome, Fortune. How are you today?
Hi, Sippy. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for your new journey that you're going to take now by taking this whole plan of everything that you've learned and sharing it and empowering other people, and I love that word, empowering, to be able to enjoy all the benefits that you've enjoyed by all that knowledge that you have. So how does it feel for you?
It feels, I want to give information to my group of how I achieve myself, and even my, I helped my mother, a 92-year-old great-great-grandmother, and myself, I'm a great-grandmother. We together have 5 generations, and how we empowered ourselves to become this age feeling great. So I'm having a workshop in a center where I belong, and I want to share this with this group of people.
And that's really exciting because it's something that is really, like I said before, it could be life-changing. People can actually, if they really understand the depth of how much your life can change by it, they can totally change their life. They can benefit on so many different ways. You could you can get rid of diseases that you already have in your body that will just literally flush out. And there's a list of a bunch of stuff that you can benefit. What is it that really makes you want to share that? What is it that gives you the drive to take the time and the energy to share that with people?
What gives me the drive to share with people is that I've lived among people that are not enjoying their lives as they age. What is happening is that people that are 40s, 50s, 60s, they live a life of a person that's maybe much older than what they are, or even a person that's 70, 80, 90. Some people that are older are living, we have examples of people that are living quality of life at an older age.
Okay, so quality basically what you're saying, what you're basically saying, and tell me if I'm right, is that really the way people live right now, the way our society is right now, is that we think that just because somebody gets older in age, they have to get weaker, they have to get sick and kind of fizzle mm-hmm. out. And that's the accepted way. And people kind of get older and they get less energy and they do less and less and they do fizzle out. And what you're saying is it doesn't have to be that way, right?
It doesn't have to. No.
It doesn't
it's
have to
really,
be that
you
way.
Can avoid all these heartaches of growing older. Age is just numbers. It doesn't have to be like that.
Okay,
for example, people are losing their eyesight at an early age, and that's a sign of aging. Children don't need glasses at an early age. Some little children at a year, 2 years old, are getting glasses nowadays. It's just the results of a lifestyle that's not a healthy lifestyle.
Okay,
a healthy way of living.
Right. So what you're saying is that it doesn't have to be that way. And so
no. So
your vision, and you checked your vision lately? Have you checked your eyesight?
I just went to the doctor because my mother told me, oh, look, you have to think you might not be able to see because you're already 71 years old, you know, I don't know, maybe you need glasses, you know, for reading.
So you
everybody
went to the doctor.
Everybody needs glasses.
Right, so you
went
to the doctor.
Check myself. Uh-huh. And it was 2020 at my age. Even the doctor said not too many people reach that age without glasses, not even for reading, you know.
And
it's
2020 at 71, yeah, I would like to see the statistics on how many people at your age have 20/20 vision. I would really love to see mm-hmm. that. But you're saying that the mm-hmm. reason that you have great vision, it's not that you were born that way and it's genetically, it's because of a lot
because
of things that you've done. So, like, give me an example of a few things that you do that you think makes you different and be able to enjoy that other people don't do.
What I do is that I have an attitude, a happy attitude. Like I have a positive attitude. That's my attitude that I have changed. I wasn't like that before. I eat.
Okay, wait. Let's not run by.
I eat healthy.
Hold on 1 second. You said you have a happy, positive attitude. Now
mm-hmm.
that's really big. So I don't want to skip over it and just not talk about it. Happy, positive attitude is nice, and I understand that, but sometimes it's not so easy when things happen. Mm-hmm. So how do you maintain a happy, positive? You have a big family, you have a lot of great things happening in your life, but you also have a lot of headaches, especially living in a city
right.
and it's stressful. So how do you keep a happy, positive attitude? Give us one idea on what we can do to keep
one
a happy,
idea?
Positive.
Out of lemons, mm-hmm. I make lemonade.
Okay, yeah, give me more of an example.
I make lemonade. I fix it up for myself.
Give me an example of that.
An example would be like if I see something that I don't like.
Give me an example of something you see that you don't like.
something that
that would bother you, somebody
wants to have a fight with me, or
give me an example of a lemon. Fortune, give me an example of a lemon that came into your life, and let's see how you made lemon.
An example of a friend called me and was nasty with me. And
why would anybody want to be nasty with you? You're so nice.
She was we had an appointment at a certain hour. Came late. She was angry because she was late.
Oh,
but
okay.
She says,
it's your fault.
Hey, I don't want to talk about this. And instead of me telling her, hey, you're wrong, I told her like this. I said, okay. So that happened. It's not so good that we're going late, going to be late, but it's okay. But why are you so upset? She tells me, things happen to me. I don't know how that is. Okay, so I didn't answer her nastily. Like I should, maybe in former times, maybe when I was younger, I would get angry at that person and be nasty like her and go down to her the level that she's in now. So I just let it. I realized that she's nervous, and I just look. I explained to her in a nice way, and she, oh boy, how can you be like that? You know, and later on she realized that I wasn't going to, look, if this makes me age, it makes my body, I choose to be happy. So I choose not to get aggravated with some of the things that would bother me when I was maybe 20 years old, you know. So I worked on myself, and I could give out information of how to do this and live a better life in a few
words. Okay, so I like this. I like what you just said. You said, I choose to be happy. So you're saying that being happy is really a choice, because you just described somebody coming into your life in a really bad attitude, and and you didn't choose to go into her attitude. So it's not about somebody or something happening to you. It's about your choice. And and that's how you take a situation that is not maybe happy, which is the lemon. And then you make the choice not to get sucked into that kind of attitude, rather than get sucked into that attitude, which would be the lemon. You get you make the choice to be happy and not to get upset, which is making the lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
so that's
powerful. Because
then
from the morning, I decide what I want to do. Like from the morning, I would say to myself, when I meditate, I say to myself that my intention for the day, my intention is to be happy, to choose healthier foods, to choose to be happy, to different and being I'm grateful for what I have, for life.
Okay,
being grateful for what I have.
Okay. So one of the things about what you want to teach people is basically an attitude, having a happy and positive attitude in life. And that's a process. And one of those processes, one of those things is you saying is to maybe choose your intention in the morning and then be grateful. Okay, that's great. And that's one of the things. And then you were going to go into a second one, and I stopped you because I really wanted to explore this happy, positive attitude. And so the second thing that you were talking about was,
food as medicine, not medicine as food.
Food as medicine. Okay, that's also really powerful. That's a powerful message, because food, as you know, makes people fat. And
makes people fat and...
And,
so
or
my
makes
body
healthy,
is better now
healthy
than when I was a teenager.
Right.
I had problems with weight before.
So,
so
you're
now
saying
I eat
So hold on, Fortune, 1 second. So what you're saying is about food, that you're making a very powerful mm-hmm. statement about food, because food as medicine in our society, we don't see that way right now. We see food as fattening. Food and fattening mm-hmm. come together in one sentence. And so basically, it's not going to be the same food that I'm looking at as fattening that you're looking at as medicine.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
I'm thinking there's something more. There's more here about, it's not just about food. If you're saying mm-hmm. that food is medicine, then you must be thinking about the food before it goes into your mouth, not when you're hungry. So mm-hmm. how do you feel about food? How do you feel about food?
Food, it's important that the food that we eat should be clean. That means free of chemicals, sugars, fat. Fat, not the bad, the saturated fats that come
okay,
from.
Okay, food should be clean. Okay, let's make it simple.
Clean.
So food should be clean.
Clean
and then
fresh.
Clean and fresh. Clean
fresh.
And fresh. And so you're saying
natural state.
You're saying that our food today is not clean and fresh.
No, processed foods are not clean. So what I mean
okay,
by...
Okay, so one of the foods that's not
fresh.
Clean and fresh is processed food.
Processed food.
Okay, wait,
you buy
it let's make a list of food that is not clean and fresh. So it should be clean and fresh. So food... Why, instead of going for food that is not clean and fresh, why don't we go for food that is clean and fresh? So let's talk
uh-huh.
about food that is clean and fresh, because you want to put food that is clean and fresh in your mouth. So which
foods
are clean and fresh?
Vegetables.
Fruit.
Mm-hmm. Whole grains, all kinds of legumes,
mm-hmm.
nuts, mostly 70%, 60% in the raw state, which is where you get all the vitamins, minerals, and fiber into your body that is going to make your body feel fresh and clean, and it's going to show in your skin. And in your
okay,
eyes.
So using food as medicine means, bottom line, out of everything that you just said, it means raw food.
They're mostly raw and some cooked, which is simpler to eat in a simple way, not to
okay,
complicate
when you say
your
mostly,
life.
When you say mostly raw food, how much percentage of raw food that you would eat?
What
would be not
me,
raw?
The way
what would
I
be
eat,
not raw?
It doesn't have to be the way everybody eats, but people could do it gradually. They don't have to go into this.
Okay, wait,
but even
wait,
if
wait.
You do,
we're not talking about people
changes.
Right now. We're not talking about people, Fortune. We're talking about you. Then you
about
said
me?
That,
oh,
that,
me,
you,
what
that
I...
you that you see food as medicine, and the food should be clean and fresh. And then when we talked about what is clean and fresh food, you said it's mostly raw food. That means that
mm-hmm.
there are some food that are not raw that are also medicine. So which food would be not raw?
Not raw would be, let's say, cooked vegetables, soups, not raw.
Cooked vegetables can also be medicine?
You can eat cooked vegetables, but it's very good to incorporate salads, which are and delicious salads and dishes that are not
cooked.
Yeah, but
we're talking about... Yeah, but we're talking about the
me?
That mostly raw food, and I'm talking about the
I
mostly.
Eat.
I'm talking about the
I
mostly.
Eat in the morning, I'll have
Fortune.
Fruit.
Fortune, I'm talking about the mostly. So which
mm-hmm.
food cooked that you would eat that is not raw? So we're talking about cooked vegetables, all vegetables.
Like a soup or a baked potato
like
or
soup.
Baked
like
potatoes
soup.
And things like that.
Well, you
soups
can't eat baked potato raw, can you? Can you eat baked potato
vegetables?
Raw?
No. I'm saying
okay,
cooked.
So,
you're saying cooked.
I'm asking you what the mostly is, which you're saying vegetables. Potato is a vegetable, right? Is that a vegetable?
Oh, you mean the raw foods that I eat?
No, we're talking about the cooked foods right now.
The cooked foods are soups, stews, sautéed vegetables.
What kind of stews? Like what would be the content in the stew?
Vegetable stews with vegetables. I don't use
oh.
animal protein in my... I don't eat animal protein. But I'm not saying that people...
Okay, wait, we didn't get to that yet. We're talking about the cooked.
About me.
So So let's finish with the cooked, and then when we finish with the cooked, we can go on to other things. So we have the vegetables that you cook. You have soup, potatoes, vegetable stew.
Yes.
What else?
And brown rice, quinoa, all the grains that are whole grains. And the beans, all kinds of different beans, garbanzo beans, lentils, black beans, red beans, which are very high in fiber and vitamins, minerals, protein, and some nuts.
You cook nuts?
Nuts?
You cook nuts?
No, you don't cook. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, so we're done with the cooked vegetables?
We have cooked vegetables, sautéed.
So basically the cooked, you're talking about just vegetables, potatoes, brown rice,
yes,
grains and beans,
all kinds of beans, all kinds of
and that's it, that's about the cooked,
buckwheat, you know, different grains that are
very healthy and wholesome. Okay,
instead of white rice, brown rice, instead of
you eat mostly raw food, except for what you just talked about, that is cooked.
My main dish is salad, all kinds
and
of
that,
salads.
And
that's
that, when
and
you
the
say
side dish are the...
Fortune, when you say mostly raw food, you mean that most of the stuff that you eat, like salads and all that, is not cooked, but there's a few stuff that you cook, and that would be like rice, quinoa, grains, beans, vegetables, or soups and stew. But that basically, it still comes down to vegetables, and it still comes down to, so you can't eat brown rice raw, obviously.
Brown rice, I eat.
You
I
can't
cook.
Eat quinoa raw or grains.
I don't have big quantity. I have an amount that satisfies I don't overeat because I'm in contact with the food that I eat. I think when I eat, I'm focused. I don't overeat something. If I'm not hungry, I don't eat more. I eat up to where, you know, I focus myself on what I'm eating. I eat when I'm hungry. I usually try to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So when I eat good food that is high in vitamins and minerals, my body feels good and doesn't crave the bad stuff like desserts or ice cream. So I have dessert if I want to have a dessert that's natural, like fruits, dates, any dessert made out of dates instead of sugar. I don't use sugar. I use to sweeten, I use other ingredients like dates, stevia. I use coconut sugar. But that is in a minimal amount. If I feel really like having something sweet, I'll have something like that. So I'll be prepared to have everything, you know, not to go outside and eat whatever. No, when I go out, I eat the amount of food that my body needs and the amount of my body knows that when the body is really satisfied with vitamins, minerals, and fiber and low in calories, even eating this way is really low in calories, high in vitamins. So the body is really satisfied. It doesn't crave like I used to crave sugary desserts and creamy desserts. Not anymore because my body is already satisfied. I made my body alkaline with all these greens and things and fresh. So I drink smoothies, fresh juices, you know, like that. So and I eat some superfoods.
So you use food as medicine and you have a positive attitude, and that's the kind of stuff that you've learned that really keeps you healthy, keeps your vision healthy, and that's what you want to teach other people on how to do that.
Right.
And so what you're going to do is you're going to invite them into your kitchen, invite people into your kitchen, and we'll talk about first what it is that we're going to do. We'll talk about the benefits of eating the way that you eat. and the way to do it so that it's not painful, that it's actually fun and pleasurable. And then after you explain that, then you're actually going to show how you cook a meal, or you're just going to do one dish.
I'm gonna give them the meal. But when I'm gonna do the workshop, you mean the?
I mean, okay,
real
so
workshop,
we're going to show them
to give them a sample of a dinner.
Okay, so you're going to cook an entire dinner,
and then
we're going to sit down and we're going to actually
a good
have
dinner,
this dinner
that is easy to make, tasty, and healthy, and feel that it will make a person feel good.
Okay, that sounds really good, Fortune. That sounds like a great place to be, a great evening to spend and to do. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I know that a lot of people are going to really enjoy it because, you know, a lot of people, they talk about all kinds of stuff that you should do. And they talk about things that you shouldn't do. But for you to actually invite people into your kitchen and actually do it, everything that you already do and that you know firsthand, that it makes you feel great. That's taking it to such a bigger level than the normal way. So let's say I come to your house and then you show me how to do it, and then I try to do it in my house and I have questions. What would I do then? Would you be available for that?
I'm always available. I really want to help people, and I want them to really be able to follow it in an easy way.
Mm-hmm. So if they have questions, you'll have a follow-up, some
yes,
way to follow up
me.
To be able to ask you. Okay, that sounds really good. And how many people can you bring into your house at one time that you're going to do in the next time that you do it? How many people are going to be coming in?
10 people would be a good number.
Yeah, I think is 10 people like enough space and enough for everything?
Mm-hmm. I have enough space for that.
Awesome.
It will be.
Yeah.
It will be an enjoyable evening.
It will be an enjoyable evening. It will be fun. And it will be very educational.
Awesome. Yes.
Very educational. And also, I guess you'll also get a boost on how to start changing things in your house.
How to start, yes.
Right, because
how to use alternatives.
Yeah, you didn't always do that. Was it really difficult in the beginning to change over from the way everybody eats these days into what you do today? Was it difficult to bring it
yes.
into your house?
In the beginning, about 30 years ago, I learned the outcome of a person that eats the way I was eating, the standard American diet. And the problems that are the problem with meat and dairy consumption. So I decided to get the best thing to do was to get rid of animal protein, but I couldn't do it all the way. So I started with red meat, chicken, and fish, and I left out the dairy and the sugars. I used to eat for a while till I wasn't feeling good. So I decided to change that too. And I had a problem with thyroid. And when I did this, everything went away. The thyroid problem that I was supposed to be on medicine, I didn't have to. And nowadays, so many people have that. And all their lives, they have to take this medicine, which gives serious side effects.
Yes, thyroid happens to be one of the big problems. As a matter of fact, I think one of the remedies they use today is to remove the thyroid, to take it out altogether. What happens if they take out the thyroid? What does that do to the body?
No, anything that you take out is going to be it's really not great to do that because you have all your organs for a reason. And that's what
yeah,
I feel, that you can reverse anything if you really want to. if you don't want to go into a surgery, even heart disease and all that, you don't have to, because you can do it doing this program, this lifestyle, which is not so hard to change if you want to, really not to suffer the consequences of these surgeries and all that. You could.
What about if somebody has a really, really bad heart condition and they're already on medication for a while, and they've been told that they have to just really take it easy and they don't have much time to live? With that kind of a heart condition, do you think they have a chance?
It's the easiest to reverse heart disease. There's a
really
book out. Yes, many of the alternative doctors have written books on this, and I've been with them because they're my professors, like Dr. Joel Fuhrman, reversing heart disease, Dr. Neil Barnard, and Dr. Esselstyn, and I have seen it because I've been in retreats with them and with the people that were cured. And it takes only like 3 weeks to get rid of cholesterol, heart, high blood pressure, and triglycerides. Imagine.
If wow. You know this 3 weeks? That's crazy.
3 weeks. Even the first week, you see the numbers going all the way down. The first week. That's in California, there's a doctor, Dr. Goldhammer. He has a clinic there. And you go there for 2-3 weeks, and you really reverse everything. And you don't even have to go there, because I know how to do this program. I know how to do it. I was trained for that there in Santa Rosa.
So that's what it is. That's what you're going to actually teach in your workshop, what it is that you learned and the things that you were trained to do.
Right.
What about what about if somebody has emphysema, where they have a very small capacity left of the lungs and they can't breathe? What about somebody like that?
When they go all the way to that, I feel that they have to go somewhere, like California first, and then train themselves for 3 weeks, and then I'll take care of them. Because once you go to the extreme of having this, not being able to breathe, that means they really abuse their bodies for many, many years. But heart disease is much easier than that.
What about if you can do a transplant of your lungs? Why not just do
They could do transplants. Yeah, they could do that. But they have to live a healthier lifestyle after.
Well, they're going to have to live a healthier lifestyle no matter what. That's what you're saying. So you might as well get used to that idea.
If they don't want to suffer, you know.
Yeah.
Just to hear that a person not being able to breathe gives me empowerment to be more like what I do, to do more of what I do.
Right.
I mean, when I see my cousins that are younger dying of cancer, and it gives me a push to be like what to do, to take care of myself. To me, I don't know about anybody, but when I see people suffering, I say, I don't want to be like that. I want to take care of myself.
Right.
I won't get to that.
You don't want to become like that, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds really exciting, Fortune. I hope to hear more, and I really would like to see that happen as quickly as possible, and to empower as many people as possible. The more people get happier, the more the world gets happier, and it affects all of us, every single individual person and what they do. So I'm very excited that you're going to share it. I feel that it's a gift that you have, and that it has saved your life, definitely saved you a lot of headaches. And so now you're out there trying to save the headaches to other people. If they will listen, look, you can't force anybody to do anything. You can just tell them and show them, and then it's up to them to go ahead and do it, not up to you.
And this thing about heredity, my father had heart disease since the age of 40. He was on high blood pressure medications and cholesterol medications. He really lived a very poor life. He didn't live a good life.
He wasn't happy.
He had a lot of side effects from all the medicines that he was taking, and his quality of life was very poor. So that means I have to suffer too. So I decided not to follow the same habits as my father.
Right.
When I changed my habits, everything changed for me.
Mm.
So thank God I was enlightened, and I tried to help myself.
Well, I don't know that you were enlightened. I think it's more like you were looking for answers, and
yes.
you had questions. And when you look for it, you find it. I don't think you just sit back and say, look, my father had problems. I want to be enlightened. Boom, you're enlightened. It doesn't work that way.
I don't know. I did a lot of work.
You looked for it. Right. You went and you looked for it. And when you found
it
you did it.
But it was pleasant because I didn't have the same. Yes. I enjoyed seeking for answers. And doing it, and really doing what I had to do,
right?
Taking charge of my life instead of saying, "Oh, it's hereditary. I'm going to have the same thing as my parents." No way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So when you say I was enlightened, people, you know, I don't want people to get the idea like you sat back and a little birdie came to you and put some light on your head and say,
no.
"Boom, you're the enlightened one." No, it takes a little bit of effort, but it's fun. Like you said, you enjoy doing
right.
it. You love the way you feel, and that in itself is like the biggest reward you can have. And then also you love the results, and also you love the way you can make other people feel, people that you have touched that have changed
right.
their life, even your own children
mm-hmm.
and your own grandchildren.
Yes.
I remember seeing your granddaughter come to your house to cook something healthy with you. I thought that was so precious.
Mm-hmm.
That was so precious. How many people get the pleasure of doing that? That's like such a huge
mm-hmm.
side effect from everything that you've been doing. So I encourage everybody to check out Fortune. You're in the process of creating this, and then you'll be able to invite people not just physically to come to your house, but hopefully you'll have something online so that if somebody is not able to physically come all the way here, they'll be able to enjoy it also when they online. Maybe you can have some literature and stuff like that. But it's an adventure that you're starting that is very, very exciting. Are you very excited about it?
Yes, I'm very excited that
Me too.
That I'm going to do this. It's beautiful.
And it's going to be so
and
much
I'm
fun.
I'm going to be able to help people enjoy
That's
life.
Right. Well, I think you're already helping people, and I think basically that's all you really want to do with your life is you want to help people, and you want to be the light. You want to give back what you got, and you're already doing it, and I'm so happy for you that you're doing it, and I'm really looking forward to it. And so any last words of wisdom that you want to leave us with before we wrap it up?
Anything that I could say? It's important to take charge of your life and not
take charge of your life, make the right decisions
for yourself,
and don't be afraid to try new things.
That some people are afraid of that.
Because one of the things that people are always afraid of, and I actually even had that conversation with my sister yesterday. She's now going on a diet. She gained a lot of weight. And I said to her, because of something I recently learned from one of your mentors, that meat does not necessarily give you protein.
Mm-hmm. You told your sister? What did she say?
And she said that she was going on a diet and she was going to change everything she eats and she wasn't going to eat certain things and other things. And I asked her, is she going to eat meat? And she goes, oh, yeah, you eat meat because I need to have protein. And I said, well, doesn't broccoli have a nice chunk of protein that you can actually use? And then she said, oh, no, it's a different kind of protein, hard protein or soft protein. I don't remember the term she used. And I didn't know what to say when she said that.
Mm-hmm.
And you give us the words of wisdom, what is the difference between animal protein and plant protein? Because people constantly keep telling me that they need the protein.
Actually, you don't need so much protein, but we've been misled by the industries, the meat industry and the animal protein industry, that we need lots of protein. But lots of protein brings problems. We only need 10% because we're not growing. Even in mother's milk, there's only 10% of protein. People don't know that. So they keep on eating protein, and at the end, the end result is that you make your body acidic. And this acid is called uric acid that goes into your bones, and it dissolves bones. It's not important to eat so much protein. It really damages you when you overeat protein.
And what's the difference between animal protein?
You get osteoporosis from that.
What's the difference between animal and plant protein?
Well, the difference that is the other protein is saturated fat, which gives you heart disease, cholesterol, triglycerides. And the other protein is lean. It doesn't have any fat that is saturated fat. Like avocados is a good fat. It's good to eat fat, but in moderation, like avocados and some nuts, and nuts, which are good fats. But the other fats are saturated fats, and they contain cholesterol. They clog your veins.
Okay, there you go. So that's one of the things. The things that people totally misunderstand. The protein is not. We don't really need to eat that much protein, like they say that we do, and that basically animal protein doesn't give you the kind of benefits that you've been misled to think that that gives you. I can't think
There's
of anything.
An epidemic of diseases. So,
where does
it come from?
Yeah, I can't think
you
of
are
a better
what you
way.
Eat.
Yeah, I can't think of a better way to conclude this. You are what you eat. And if you eat pork, then I guess you're a porky.
You're a porky.
If you eat broccoli, you're a broccoli. But you are what you eat is true, as far as that's what your body digests. It becomes part of your cells. It becomes part of who you are. It goes into your bloodstream. So really, literally, physically, you really are what you eat. It's not even just metaphorically. And so be very, very careful for what you eat. Another thing that we get from people a lot is, you know, I eat really, really healthy. And when somebody says I eat really, really well or I eat really, really healthy, it's not always necessarily that they eat healthy, really healthy for the body, but it's, you know, they think it's healthy and they want to eat healthy, but do they really eat healthy? So researching that and finding out what is really good for your body, how does your body use your food as medicine to heal you instead of to kill you? And that's the two choices that you have. So it's not a matter of, is it hard or is it easy? It's a matter of, do you want your food to heal you or kill you? I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Food to heal you or to kill you. That's beautiful.
I don't know that. I don't know that killing is so beautiful, but if you want to be really true and really dramatic, that's the truth. That's what it is. It's the choice that you make, and the choice is, what am I going to do with my body? What am I going to do with my food? And I think that's why what you're doing is so important. And that's why you really cannot waste any time at all. You need to really get it out there and teach people what it is. And basically, I think that's what you want to leave as your legacy. And it's a good legacy. So we definitely want to do it. And so with that note, Fortune, we have come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Talk. The link to that show, you can find it at blacktalkradio.com/tippytalk. If you want to listen to it, it's going to be the show right on top. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me at tippytalkshow@gmail.com. And I will be happy to either forward your question to Fortune and she can answer it for you. Or
yes,
if you submit your question.
I can answer any questions. I'm here to help.
Yeah, right, and if maybe we have a chance, we might even be able to answer your question on our next broadcast, which is live at 5 o'clock on Monday. live at 5 on Monday, not live at 5 at 5 o'clock, live at 5 p.m. on Monday. And your question may really very well become our next show. So until then, have an amazingly wonderful week and sit back and relax as I play some music that is really powerful enough where if you visualize yourself and your body being healthy, it can help you step into that vision a lot easier than without it. So this music was designed specifically to help you materialize your vision. So if you like, close your eyes and enjoy it, then listen to the music as you visualize whatever it is that you would like that makes you feel good, whatever it is that makes you feel happy. Fortune, thank you very much for joining us today at Tippy Talk.
Thank you, Tippy.
I'm very honored to have you. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and we are bidding you a magical journey.